Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't worry. I ain't worried. I'm just rest. I told y'all, listen, I got some rest last night, and I told y'all I was going to recklessly speculate. So
you
don't be
what?
Mad.
I got to tell you.
Don't be mad because some of them hit home.
You came in fresh today.
No, I'm just saying, don't be mad if some of them hit home, though.
New show rule after that first segment. 7:20 is your bedtime every night.
Dude, did you sleep for like 12 hours?
That was
or something?
The best Sue Douglas we've gotten in a long time.
Let me tell you what happened. Because I woke up about 1 o'clock, right? Because I had something on my mind.
Oh, I know. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I had something on my mind. But yeah, I woke up and I just had to ask the question.
This is amazing. All right.
Don't worry, Papa. Yeah. We'll get to you.
Yeah, don't worry. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction, AJ, yesterday. We're going to play in full his comments yesterday at his locker. He held court for about 8 minutes. We'll let you hear everything he said coming up in just a few minutes. 215-592-9494. I was frustrated yesterday. I'm not frustrated today. I accepted what he is. To me, he cares more about his stats than winning.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
there's
there. A little bit of that. Hughes recklessly speculating on the real problem here. Your reaction. Kyle, what are you thinking here on what we got yesterday out of A.J. Brown?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to attack it.
Yep.
Hugh certainly chose one of them, that's for sure.
I chose violence.
Well, like, yeah, you did, by the way. That was awesome. The overall message, at least some of the parts where he's talking about, you know, like, can't just put a band-aid on it, expect to turn things on. Like, a lot of those things sound like things that we had talked about when we tried to explain to people that the way that they win and how things look matters.
Sure.
Like, we want the offense to look good. I also don't really buy the whole, like, the offense is fine for everyone except AJ just because Devontae's career, Goddard career, stuff like that. Like, the offense still stinks. Like, if you just zoom out, they go 3-and-out at the highest clip of any team in the NFL. And that's more than, like, teams like the freaking Raiders, the Jets. Like, that's a problem. And he's right to think that that's a problem. However, if you're going to ask me... Do I believe him that he really cares about winning more than like his individual numbers? I mean, actions speak louder than words.
Yep.
For me. And he told us right after the Super Bowl.
And that's the one I can never get past.
That I want to dominate. I want to dominate. Like, and every time that he gets into these like little emotional outbursts and funks or whatever, like he tells you what he really thinks. The things that he says when he stands up in front of the media are after he's had time to think beyond his knee-jerk reaction. So, like, well, I agree. I appreciated the way that he articulated a lot of the things that he said. But I'm kind of with you. It seems pretty obvious to me that, like, because after a 10-7 win, right, like, it's hard for, like, him to, I guess, reconcile the fact that...
Look, I got Kyle. He agreed with me. Look at
that. I do. Like, but, like, he wants to be the reason that the Eagles win.
He wants to dominate.
Yes. He wants his numbers.
And see, this is the thing, Joe. Yes. Is he a narcissist? Yes. Most. No, but seriously, all football players are. Like, that's the thing that, that a lot of people can't wrap their heads around.
Right, but only one yesterday, only one across the league, by my calculation, had a Twitch stream leading into an 8-minute press conference on a Wednesday.
Here's the thing, Joe. Most people know how to control it. Most people know how to deal with it. Because there ain't been a time, and I've said here on this station every day, I feel like when I play, wasn't nobody better than me. I felt that because you have to feel that way. Even if it ain't true. You feel that way. Everybody feels that way. That's what makes them professional athletes.
Yeah.
No, you feel that way.
I respect that. And look, Kyle's right that the three and outs are ridiculous. They have too many dry drives that nothing happens. He's right to be frustrated about that. What I see, the biggest difference, like last year when he held court in December and he said the passing is the problem. He was right. The difference this year is the running game sucks. Right, like, can we just call for what it is? Like, I know they're not supposed to. They have an offensive line. They have Saquon. The running game this year has been one of the worst in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is creating the three and outs. The passing game, the numbers are very similar to last year at this time, except it's just being distributed differently. It's Devontae. It's Goddard. As our caller brought up, there's some Dotson. There's some Saquon. It's just not AJ. So, what is he saying yesterday? Is he saying the offense is better? Okay, I agree, AJ. It does overall need to be better. They can't be middle of the pack offensively. They need to be top five. Okay, I'm with you. Or top 10. But is it the passing game that sucks? Or is it the running game? And is it the passing game because you're not getting the football? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Then we'll let you hear everything he said yesterday. OG Wade up on WIP. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey,
what's
OG.
I want to hop in on this reckless speculating. So while we're here, let's do it.
Go ahead.
Hugh said that Jalen is not the leader that he was, and he's standoffish. Jalen has not been standoffish this year. He's going to outings with Saquon Barkley, Jordan Mailata. He ain't never did that in the past.
What outing? You mean a Halloween party?
No, it was a gala.
He was at the Halloween party. You talking about the Halloween party and the gala?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, but OG, I'm gonna let you cook. But OG, those are high profile events that you would expect a quarterback to go to. Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay, but no, you might expect them to go to. Jalen didn't go to those things prior to this year. Prior to this year, last year he didn't do no Halloween stuff. You never seen him do nothing like that. You see him more excited or more dapping up the players, he's talking to defensive players now. I see outwardly, just from what we can see. I don't know what the stuff that's doing that we can see, but from what we can see, I see him being more involved with the team now. Now, here's the problem. The problem is AJ can't accept the fact that he's being bracketed. He's being doubled on. Coming into this year, last year, AJ and Jalen Hurts was man-to-man, was the best in the NFL. Saquon Barkley was the best in the NFL. Offseason defenses said, you know what? Coming to stop the Eagles, we're going to double AJ and we're going to take away the run and see if they can beat us left-handed. Well, guess what? We're beating them left-handed. But the players like AJ don't accept that. That's not good enough for him. He wants the ball. He wants, and it's understandable. He should have it. This offense should be better. But the fact that it's not better doesn't mean that your quarterback is not doing what he's supposed to do. I'm looking at AJ quit on routes in the Denver game. I'm looking at AJ last week, or it's Monday night, not give full effort. So when your quarterback loses confidence in you, that's a you thing and a Jalen thing. But that's between them two. That ain't Jalen not doing his job. If I lose confidence in the fact that I don't believe that AJ is going to go for this ball and it could be a turnover, I'm not throwing it to him. So they got to re-get that confidence back together and take it from there. And I'm going to tell y'all something else that people ain't talking about. This thing with AJ and Jalen, this goes back when AJ was coming out of the locker room and was saying that AJ was bullying Brian Johnson. No, Brian Johnson is. That's Jalen Hurts' childhood friend, long time, whatever. He talks to him every day now. So that quieted down. But now we hear, and you still got an AJ and Jalen's problem. It's not surprising. It ain't going to get better. Somebody got to go.
Well, I agree with that. It's not going to get better. Hugh, what do you think?
Like I was saying, the events that you're talking about, I mean, they're high-profile events, but when you talk about being a leader and things of that nature, to me, it's about doing the stuff that people don't know about. And that's what I'm talking about. It's about getting in press conferences and not saying stuff like, you know, he's a part of the team and he's a good player. Not somebody that's your family member. Like Jalen has treated AJ these last couple of weeks, from what I've heard, like he was just some dude off the street. That's not what leaders do. You know, I know you have a tremendous amount of respect for Jalen, and that's your boy. But my thing is this. If there's a problem in your locker room, and if you're really about keeping the main thing, you make sure that your brother's taken care of. Remember that old saying, am I my brother's keeper?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And for Jalen to sit there, you know what really made me mad, OG? For Jalen to sit there, right, because I'm looking at body language and how people respond to certain things. When they asked him about AJ's troubles or what he was going through, he smirked. And I can't remember what he said, because the smirk got me. The smirk got me. You know why the smirk got me? It's because it was disrespectful as a man. Because that's your teammate. That's the guy you won a Super Bowl with. He's going through something. He's frustrated with the offense. But your answer is, hey, as long as we keep winning, that's all I care about. This should be a historic offense this year. This offense should be putting up historic numbers. I was in Atlanta the year that they had Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. They were putting up historic numbers. We got two receivers. We got a Hall of Fame running back, and we're squeaking by in football games.
So I you're right. They should be better than they are. I do think it's fair to point out that Kyle Shanahan ran that offense.
Look, okay, but no.
We have a first-time play caller, and Nick Sirianni provides nothing on the offensive
side. But
my point
is this, Joe. We are the Alabama of the NFL right now, because we're talking about the guys that we have.
Yeah, they have all the Jimmys and Joes. Yeah, they have the players.
That's what we are, and that's why we're winning games. We should be much better than we are.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone call up. We do have a special prize, and it's the beginning of a couple weeks of special prize. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. First, though, let's listen. Let's all listen to it together, then we can really react fully. Here is everything A.J. Brown said yesterday in his press conference with the media.
Just to start, the comments that you made on the stream that have been making the rounds, was there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Which comments are you referring to?
I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said, I think you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know, the same things I've been saying like all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, that's something I'm not apologizing for. You know, because like I said, if you got eyes, you can see that. And so, that's me trying to like laugh through my situation. So, like, yeah.
How do you see your situation?
How do I see my situation? Trying to figure it out, trying to get this thing rolling, trying to help, you know. So,
this past game, you had been on the target first two drives, and it took until like the final minute for that play. Why do you think it just never came your way?
I don't know. That's a question I can't answer. You know, I think, like I said, like, I think that's fair. You know, I see that offense struggling, and, you know, I want to help contribute. You know, I didn't get those opportunities. And so, like, I'm going to have a problem with that, especially the player I am, and especially the player, like, you want me to be as a player, you know. And that's tough for me, you know. And that's tough for everybody else, because everybody want to contribute. You know, even Smitty said somebody had to make the play. So we're trying to put ourselves in the best situation to make those plays. You know, you just got to get an opportunity. I didn't get that.
And when the defense that we're hearing is that, well, you know, you're opening things up. And we know that, but you see around the league, you know, hey, JJ gets doubled, Jamar gets doubled. They still find a way to get those guys high volume targets. Meanwhile, you're not. So I think that's why people are questioning. Look at the numbers.
Yeah, like I said, I think if you got eyes, you can see that. It's not about what those other guys get. And for me, like I said, man, it's not about targets, man. It's about just want to contribute, want to help. you know, and you know, it's been my situation, you know, and yeah, I am freeing up my teammates, which I don't have a problem with, guys. Like me freeing up the play for Devontae, I don't have a problem with that, man. Like, I want to see my team win. I want to see the offense thriving, passing, you know. Yes, I dictate the cover. That's every single week. You know, if you look back on film, every single game, I'm getting clouded. It's no surprise. When we play Detroit on Sunday night, they play a lot of men. I'm pretty sure they're going to cloud them. That's just what comes with it, you know. And you even look back at that Denver game, playing against the best corner in the game. They started going one-on-one. I started winning. End of the game, cloud. That's just what it's going to be for me. So, like, I think it's fair for me to even say, like, I feel like we do need to do a better job of creating for me, trying to help put me in a situation to help, to you know what I'm saying, to contribute. But right now, it just feels as if, you know, I'm just freeing it up for everybody.
What do you think it is?
I can't answer that.
Do you voice that to the coaching staff, and how does that process go?
Yeah, that's been a nonstop communication. We both been talking and trying to get on the same page. So,
do you think the answers are there to get you open like that?
Do I think the answers is there? I'm always optimistic. You know, we always have go into it with a good, great game plan, trying to do certain things, and I understand like how the game go. You know, sometimes defense take it away. Sometimes, just hypothetically speaking, O-line may slip or fall or something, get pressure. No, that's part of the game. You know, so
specifically with Jalen, what have your conversations been like in the aftermath of the game about some of the opportunities that maybe you guys didn't connect on?
I'm always just trying to find ways to get better. You know, we watching film as a unit, as a group, and we just trying to talk about what we can do better in those situations.
AJ, how do you square your situation with the fact that team 7-2?
It's not just solely about my situation. I mean, guys, like, obviously I want to win too, you know, and I think if we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like, we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. Like, it's, at what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're so great, you know, and that's what I'm getting at. It's not about we're not winning, or I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. No, it's been week after week sometimes. We're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense. So you can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over that. And if you expect to win late in the year and you think you're going to go to it at the end of the year, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know? And last year, what it was, thank you for the ring, but it's a new season. They adapted. We have to adapt, and we have to continue to, like, get better and try to find new ways. So that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not about winning, you guys. Like, I want to win, yes. I want to help contribute as well, do our thing on offense as well. I think that's fair. Go ahead.
Do you feel like you're misunderstood in that people?
I don't care if I'm misunderstood. Like, I stand up in front of it and fall on that sword over and over again. Like, it's about doing what we're supposed to be doing on offense. And if we are really in this business for trying to get better, we got to do what we got to do. And not just say, oh, it's about wins. So, like, as long as we got the win, it's cool. No, that ain't what – no, you cannot do that. Not in this league. We got to continue to get better. We got to do what we have to do on offense to help the defense, to help the special teams.
You talked to us before. Two more guys.
About the ball coming your way. You said you don't know why, but if you look at the film, look, we don't know what Jalen's directive is on every play, but there were obvious examples when you were wide open and the ball wasn't coming to you. Is that related to whether you're the first read, or is that he's not throwing the ball at you for some reason?
I don't think that's the case at all. You know, I think certain plays have different reads. You know, despite what it looks like when somebody takes a screenshot, And you can't go off that, you know. But he has certain reads. He has a lot going on in his head that he's trying to process. And then also he has pressure in his face. So, like I said, I don't know. That maybe it's a question for him or KP or anybody. So,
AJ, with the
last one, folks.
With the stream, you described as vintage to your friend.
I didn't.
Or I'm sorry. So, I'm hearing from back here. So, you say you're talking to your friend.
Yeah.
So, it's been a very public setting. You know, why are you comfortable in speaking in that way? Do you think about that? Because obviously we end up in a space talking
to
you. Just curious why. How you think about that?
Because after the game, I said all the right answers. I still made a story. Like, you know, in that moment where I'm just talking to my friend, having fun with my friend, I'm not apologizing for that. Like I said, because if you have eyes, you can see that. And so, like, it's not that I was throwing anybody on the bus. I'm literally trying to laugh through this. Yeah. It's tough. Like, but I'm trying to make fun of the situation and to try to get through it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is what it is. The full A.J. Brown availability from yesterday.
I'm just laughing at my DMs. Cat's mad. It'd be all right.
Well, are you surprised?
No, I mean,
you recklessly speculated.
There's a lot of tough talk in my DMs. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
They calling you a punk?
Oh, no. Just a whole lot of bravado, dog.
The punk yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, I'm not moved by that. I'm just letting you know. Those words, though, I just think it's funny. Yeah.
It is one thing to call me a punk. Totally different one to call
you a
punk.
No, I'm just saying. You're mad.
You might be a punk.
Yeah.
You're mad because I am sitting here. I'm recklessly speculating, but there's some validity to what I'm saying. And for your quarterback to sit there and dismiss what his number one receiver is going through, y'all just gloss all over that, right? And let me finish.
Okay,
let me finish. And the coach, the GM, and the quarterback told you how important he is to the offense. But you act like his problem, like him having these issues, ain't no big deal. Well, that's disrespectful.
You can think of it as disrespectful. I'm not going to fight you on that. Some point, the boy who cries wolf, you stop listening to this is the boy who cries wolf. Let me just point this out.
Mm-hmm.
I at one point, I had a list. I misplaced my list. But think about how many times this has happened. Now, yesterday was unique, 8 minutes. Giants playoff game in 2022. And, you know, in the first playoff game they played on the way to the Super Bowl. Minnesota game in 2023. Mm-hmm. Last year with the Brandon Graham situation, at his locker with the Panthers game. This year with the post after the Tampa game, after the Vikings game. This one. Like, at some point, you start rolling your eyes. Like,
Joe, I get all of that.
Someone you're close to is upset. Oh, no, I put my arm around you. Are you okay? The 10th time they're upset. Like, dude, what's going
I get
on,
it.
Man?
I get it.
We're winning.
I get
don't
it.
We keep the main thing the main thing?
I get it, Joe.
What's the main thing
it.
Around here?
I get it, but here's the thing. The messenger is, we have a problem with the messenger because this ain't the first time the boy cried wolf, if we want to use that analogy.
A lot of times.
And there's been times where he's rubbed me the wrong way. I get all of that. And I understand that this is going to be hard for a lot of people to digest. Mm. But step back from him and him being the messenger and just look at what's going on. Jalen hasn't progressed as a quarterback in 5 years. Like, that's a fact.
I'm not disagreeing.
Like that, and you can argue that a lot of that has to do with the offensive coordinator, right?
But some is him.
Some is him. That's what he's talking about. Sometimes, instead of y'all getting in y'all feelings and being upset about what the drunk uncle at the barbecue is saying, Uncle Hugh is trying to tell y'all, listen to what's being said. AJ's sitting there, and he's trying to articulate it. They should be better than they are.
Totally fine. I get it, and I agree. Jalen hasn't progressed. maybe AJ, you know, there's also sometimes that you don't realize your own limitations. AJ doesn't
all
look to me like the same.
All of
that
is fair.
8 minutes. Not one time did he say, I'm not running as fast as I used to.
You're getting caught up on, but I can push back.
Where's the accountability? I am not open as much as I used to be.
But there's a lot of times when I first got here that, and even Mike Quick talked about it, 50-50 balls he would catch.
You know what, though? What the difference is? I think Devontae's progressing. If he's open, I'm throwing him the football.
Yeah, but dude, you still got to give him a chance.
215-592-9495. All right, we'll get everyone's phone calls up on this. We got a big prize to give away. We'll tell you about it next. It is a you're gonna want to stay tuned for this. It is a great one. We're excited to give it away. Coming up on the side, we'll let you hear what Jalen Hurts said yesterday when asked about all this. What Hugh was upset about. That's coming up. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's the Black Friday sale at the Mattress Warehouse with deals that hit harder than a well-known push to the tush that moves the pile. I didn't write that, people, but it was on the list and I had to say it. Now through December 2nd, save up to $1,000. Up to $1,000 warehouse-wide on all top brands, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and a whole lot more. Plus, 0% interest financing, free next-day delivery, and one-year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered, people. Look, you spend a third of your life in the bed. If your mattress is weak, that means your recovery is weak. Take it from me. The right setup changes how you rest and how you feel when you wake up. I woke up refreshed this morning. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive Bed Max technology, you get a setup built for your body backed by 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse Black Friday sale. Visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.